there, Adam from DevelopPHP.com here once again with another Flash animation tutorial using ActionScript 3.0. In this one, we'll demonstrate how to create cool-looking 3D animated spirographs, DNA strands, wormholes, and tubes using simple line graphics and shapes. Before we get our hands dirty in the programming side of this lesson, I'm going to showcase these four examples that I've got here for you guys, and they're all going to be free for download at developphp.com, and you can inspect them to see exactly how each example is set up. And they all use the same code, but they just have different animations going on. So this one is the tube, and I'll have you guys know that it might look choppy in the YouTube video. It's only because my frame rate's nice and low when I create my videos. The animation looks a whole lot better when you go and download it and look at it on the page or on your own machine. 3D spirograph. And remember, these all use the same code. It's just different animations and tweaking numbers just a little bit. This one is DNA strand. 3D animated DNA strand. This one's my favorite. I like that. Very cool. And this one is, but I only have it set to render these out for a certain amount of seconds, and then the animation just runs loops over itself. And you want to be careful with how many graphic elements come out to the page. If there was thousands, it would definitely bog down your machine. Okay, I'm going to be using ActionScript 3 and Flash CS3 Professional. You might be using Flash CS4 or Flash CS5 Professional. But ActionScript 3 works in all three of those, so it should be universal what we're doing here. Alright, let's create a new ActionScript 3 file. I'm going to change my background to black. I'm going to bump up the size of my stage just a little bit here to 650 and 500. Frame rate, I'm going to put up to 30. Okay. Alright, now I'm going to grab my pen tool and draw out a shape. Give it a color, magenta. Make sure I highlight the whole thing, right click it, convert to symbol. Center registration is good. Symbol 1 in the library is going to be its name, that's fine. Make sure it's movie clip. And actually, let's export this for ActionScript right here. Let's call it element 1. We're exporting for ActionScript because we're going to pull it from the library rather than have it sitting on stage. We'll script it to pull from the library and place it on the stage within our loop. So element 1 is how we'll refer to that library element. Press OK when this comes in. Okay, now we have a class definition set up for that object, so we can just go ahead and remove it if we want. Let's zap it off stage, Control X. Now let's go into the library. There's that symbol 1. Double click it here. Now what we're going to do is edit it inside here. Right click it and convert to symbol once more. Same thing. Movie clip, center registration, symbol 2, OK. Now that the line is a movie clip, inside of symbol 1, we have symbol 2, that's a movie clip. We're going to manually animate it on the timeline. So we're going to be using a mixture of manual timeline animation and scripted animation. But first we'll do the manual timeline animation, and then next we'll cover the scripted. So I'm going to go out to keyframe 10. Highlight it, press F6 to create a keyframe there. I'm going to go to the transform tool and grab free transform. And I'm going to skew this thing. I'm going to hold shift. I'm going to skew it to the right. One turn, two turns. So it kind of flipped it. I'm going to right click here, create motion tween or classic tween, whichever you have. You can see what happens. It just spins over. Now let's go out to frame 20. F6 again. Right click. create tween. And then with this one, we're going to skew this again to go all the way around. Which you can use code to rotate this, but I just feel like doing it manually. Now I'm going to go almost all the way to flip it again and stop right there. That way my animation doesn't look wacky. Okay, let's go back to scene 1. And you can see if we go into the library, we drag out symbol 1. We press Control and Enter. You just see that thing spinning around there. That's good. Let's get that off the stage. Control X. Now on this layer 1, you see we have nothing there, and that's where we're going to put some code. So you highlight that layer, press F9, or you go to Window, Actions, get your Actions panel open. Press F9 usually opens it. And what we're going to be using is a timer and an Enter Frame event. The Enter Frame event is going to allow us to loop, and the timer is going to work sort of like a stopwatch in this instance. Okay, so I'm going to paste in some code that I have ready that is readily available within the Flash help file. Well, let me explain what it is. These first two are simple variables. They're number type variables with a value of 0, both of them. This one's named position, that one's named rot for rotation. So I just made ROT short for rotation. This little bit of code is an event of enter frame, which is what we're going to use as our looping mechanism. So whatever happens in this enter frame event is going to happen 30 times every second. And now here we have a timer set up. And this is basic code that you can get from the Flash help file as well. And I named mine sex. So you have var sex, which is a timer object set to 4 seconds. So it'll count up to 4 and then stop. And when the timer is complete, we fire off this function called onTimerComplete. And here it is right here. Function onTimerComplete. Remove event listener, which is the enter frame event. So that way we're removing that event. That way we don't keep compounding more and more movie clips to the stage and bog down the CPU or GPU if it gets up into the thousands of little movie clips that you're throwing out to stage. You don't really want it to get too high in the movie clip count. And here this line actually starts the timer. So if you didn't have this line here, the timer wouldn't start counting. So we add this line to make the timer start counting. That's how a timer works. And this timer is set up to when it gets complete. At 4 seconds, we're going to remove the enter frame event. See here, we added the enter frame event. So if you don't want it to just keep going, you can remove that event and it'll stop. Now here inside of our enter frame event, we're going to pull the movie clip out of our library and add it to stage many times. So we're going to put var E1. We'll call it E1 because inside the library it's element 1. So to get something ready that's in the library and you've exported it for ActionScript, and you want it ready to be used within the stage here, this is how you set it up. Element 1, which is the name that it was exported for in the ActionScript, equals new element 1. That's it. It's ready to be used now. We can position it, rotate it, do whatever we want to it, and then add child. So what we're going to do first is we'll put it on stage and see what happens. Right now, not much is going to happen because we haven't messed with the position or rotation. But now it should pull it out and put it on stage. Within a 4-second timer, it'll keep adding it to stage. But it probably won't move. Let's see. Control Enter. Well, it's spinning around, but you can't really see it because it's at a coordinates of 0. So that's why it's in the top left corner. And that's why we have this position variable. And we're going to apply that right now. So let's get this add child down a couple of lines. Right under where we bring the element from the library, make ready for use, we're going to put in E1, which is that element, that object, dot x coordinate, is equal to position, which you can see has a value of 0 up top. And we're going to do the same thing for the y coordinates. We're going to set one more property for the rotation, and that's going to be equal to ROT, which is our variable name for the rotation, which is also a 0 right now. Now we can change this position number to say something like 200, and it's going to put it at a coordinates of 200x and 200y. So x 200, y 200 for that object. So you see it's in a different position now. To make this really come alive, we need two more lines, and then that's it, we're done. Position plus plus, which iterates it, which is very quickly and a lot. But we do have a ceiling on it. Now let's go ahead and control enter and see what happens. You see there? It takes on a whole new life. Now we tweak it. I'm going to take my sex timer down to a 1, and you can see what happens. Many less instances of that on stage. Now, what if I take it and make that a 7? It's going to put a whole lot of them on stage, and they'll all be spinning around all nice. So you see? There's a whole lot more of them. So you can see how the timer determines how many things get put to stage. And the loop is the actual mechanism that adds things to stage. Now watch, if I didn't have this position and rotate there, remember, and you know they have the rotation has a value of 0, but yet it still iterates and works to do what we want it to do. See right there, it looks like it just stops. So that's why we have the rotation. See? It keeps it going. And the position keeps it moving. Now we just go in the library and we have fun with the symbol. Double click symbol 2 and let's move it around a little bit. Let's skew it. Let's move it up. Yeah, let's move it up a little more. I'm going to go right about here. I'm going to highlight just this piece of that line. I'm going to change it to white. And I'll change this to maybe a gray. And we'll change this to a nice bright blue. Now let's see what happens. That since we've moved it off the center coordinate, there's going to be an empty center to that animation, you'll see. You see there? So that's how you can make your spirographs and wormholes. Alright, so that's pretty much it. You go back to scene 1 and you toy with the code. You say you put this on 5 or 6 or 7. You'll see that many more instances of it come out and it starts to make a little tubey tube type thing there. And the more instances that come out, the more it's going to move around depending on the way you have your manual animation set up. So if I go back into symbol 2 and I put something else in there on the other side, it'll fill it up a little more. Let's just make that a nice dark gray. So I think it's a pretty interesting way to animate, and that's pretty much all there is to it. An enter-frame event for looping, and the timer event for making sure we remove that enter-frame event so we don't get too many instances coming out to stage. And you can see the position iteration and the rotation iteration is necessary. See if I comment out position. You see what it does? It behaves much differently. Actually, that's a lot more like a real spirograph. So there's a lot of ways you can tweak this out to get all kind of different looking animations. Change the rotation and it looks like the whole thing kind of just moves off to the side. But with the position and rotation, you get something that's alive. You see? Even though the rotation is zero. Actually, this could be a zero too. But that's just, if you put it on zero there, it's going to be up in the corner and you don't want that. You want to have it down in your stage. That's why we put that on 200. Okay, so I hope you've enjoyed that lesson. And there's going to be these 5 examples in the free source package that you can download from developphp.com, and I'm going to put the link to get to that page where you can download it in this video's description here at YouTube. Okay, peace guys, have fun, and if you make anything really cool and interesting, I'm always interested to check stuff out. Just give a link and I'll check it out. Peace.